we have a very sacred calling. Our calling in Christ Jesus is a calling that is invaluable. There is no way or no place a man can find salvation except through the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation of our souls and all the peace and prosperity we ever seek is found only within the confines of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. For this reason, if you have heard this message, for this reason, if the Lord has called you into this holy convocation, you are admonished to stand firm to the end. You are admonished to keep the patience of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We live in a very dark age where things that pertain to this sacred gospel really isn't known. Hallelujah. You can never get some form of encouragement from this world in the things that pertain to the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because the world is simply not aware of the mystery of God's eternal invisible kingdom. But if you have this revelation, if you have a good heart and a good seed has been sowed upon this good heart, you must guard that seed jealously. You must keep it jealously with all perseverance, with all patience. Hallelujah. Patience. So that after you have run the race, after you have done the will of the Lord, after you've obeyed the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will obtain the promises of life that the Lord has promised those who call upon His name. Hallelujah. The Lord has given us promises, unchangeable promises, promises that endure forever. All we have to do is to be patient. In the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35, this is a writing of Paul to the brethren. He says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Hallelujah. Have you heard it? We need, you know, to put on confidence. We need to put on, you know, that attitude of continuity always in the things that pertain to the Lord's kingdom. Hallelujah. After patience, after perseverance. Hallelujah. After standing your ground in solitary places where nobody seems to understand what you're talking about. After you've confessed the gospel that your family members don't even seem to understand, your friends don't seem to understand. You see, the whole world goes on doing whatever they want to do. They go about their own business while you are there waiting on the Lord, waiting for the fulfillment of the promise. Don't be swayed away. Don't be carried away. Wasn't it so in the days of Noah? While Noah patiently, by faith, built the ark. While Noah patiently labored day and night, the peoples were there buying and, you know, trading and carrying on with their activities. See it? And of course, Noah persevered unto the end. Noah was patient. He was not swayed away. Day after day, year after year, carried on building the ark, which became the source of his salvation. You see it? And salvation of others who were willing to believe. He entered into a new world order of peace and prosperity. And he was crowned with the blessing of God. Noah was patient. After patience, after receiving the word by faith, by patience, he entered in. Hallelujah. He received the reward. Because God is not slack in implementing his word. The Lord is faithful, and those who wait on him with sincere hearts will not be disappointed. Hallelujah. There are many, many other examples. The men of faith who through patience were able to realize the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we speak of greater promises. We speak about inheriting the glory of the only begotten of the living God. Hallelujah. Precious promises are ours. Hallelujah. Promises of eternal life. Promises of divinity. Promises of peace, righteousness, holiness, joy, gladness. Hallelujah. We have been promised a kingdom, an everlasting kingdom. We've been promised a kingdom where the curses and the pain and the suffering that we see in this present age will be no more. Hallelujah. It's a spiritual kingdom, a spiritual realm that the Lord is shipping his ransom into. Hallelujah. The ransomed of the Lord will be shipped into this new reality, this new kingdom called God's kingdom. And we are called to wait patiently for this. Hallelujah. If you turn quickly to the book of Isaiah 35, these are already promises of God. Promises of God that he will turn the desert places into a blossoming garden. Hallelujah. He will turn hopelessness into hope. Hallelujah. He will turn sorrow into joy and singing. Oh, hallelujah. The parched desert places, I'm talking of Isaiah 35, the desert places shall be turned into pools of water, where there will be life flowing. Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah had already seen the promises of the glory to come. Hallelujah. The wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. It shall blossom abundantly and rejoice even with joy and singing. The glory of Lebanon shall be given to it, and the excellency of Carmel and Sharon. They shall see the glory of the Lord at the excellency of our God. Oh, hallelujah. The excellency of God, the glory of the Lord, the excellency of the living God. All this shall be seen in you. This is the promise as you have a revelation of God's kingdom, and as you wait for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with patience. If you go down to Isaiah 35 verse 10, and the ransom of the Lord shall come, shall return and come to Zion with songs and everlasting joy upon their heads, and they shall obtain joy and gladness, and sorrow and sighing shall flee away. Hallelujah. No more sorrow, no more sighing. You shall obtain everlasting joy upon your heads. Hallelujah. Gladness. Songs, hallelujah, of joy. It shall be a realm of praising the Lord. And all those things you have suffered in your humanity will be no more. Hallelujah. These are the promises for the ransomed of the Lord. Those who will take a hold of this message of life. Hallelujah. Amen. Mount Zion is where the new Jerusalem is situated. God's kingdom, this is the world to come. Hallelujah. This is the new age, the new realm that we enter into. Hallelujah. Because there is a world to come. Hallelujah. There is a kingdom to come. For this present world that we are living in is passing away. The world is passing away, but those who do the will of God abide forever. Because the kingdom they are given, or the kingdom they shall inherit, remains forever. It shall not be moved. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Let's quickly go to the book of Revelation, chapter 3. This is a message to the church of Philadelphia.
Hallelujah.
The message to the church of Philadelphia, it's one of the seven messages to the seven churches, which actually are the seven trumpets. The seven trumpets is actually the voice of the Spirit that is sent to draw us back into God's kingdom. It is sent to redeem man from the earth, from the curse. Hallelujah. The trumpet or the voice of the Spirit gathers us back, leads us back to our glory in God, leads us into the new age in Christ Jesus. It is here to redeem us from the jaws of death. Hallelujah. If you have ears to hear, if you have ears to hear and to listen to what the Spirit is saying, you will be established. You will find the open door to God's eternal kingdom of light. Hallelujah. You'll be led forth from outer darkness into the place of perfect light, where you will find safety and peace for your souls. Hallelujah. So the seven trumpets is a continuous message that has to ring in your mind. Your ears have to continuously be open to hear what the Spirit is saying. Hallelujah. This particular message to the Philadelphians, the church in Philadelphia, which is the sixth message, the sixth trumpet, hallelujah, is here to assure us and keep us unmoved as we wait patiently for the promise. Hallelujah. Let's go down gradually and read through it. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, this thing said he that is holy, he that is true, he that has the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth. And no man openeth. Hallelujah. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee, because thou hast kept the word of my patience. I have loved thee. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm sorry, I'll go back there. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation which shall come upon the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. Oh, hallelujah. See, this kind of message goes forth to strengthen us, to encourage us. Hallelujah. The Lord is talking here, the Spirit. Hallelujah. The voice of the Spirit. Can you hear the voice within you? Hallelujah. It's the inner voice of the Spirit connecting the throne of God within you. He's the one that is holy. Hallelujah. By now you know the focus of the gospel is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Not Christ in the sea. Not Christ in the sky. Not Christ in Jesus 2,000 years ago. But the focus of the gospel is Christ in you. Is the spirit man in you. Hallelujah. He alone is holy. Hallelujah. Him alone is true. And Him alone has the key of David. Hallelujah. He is the one that truly rules over the works of God. Hallelujah. He is the one that has the power to live forever. Amen. But that man is on the inside of you, and we are about to discover him. The gospel came to us in the form of revelation. The Father has commanded light. He has given us understanding of divinity that is lodged on the inside of us. He has given us insight into immortality and incorruptibility that is invested on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Because on the inside of you, on the inside of me, is actually the Son of the living God, the Son of the incorruptible, the Son of the immortal. Hallelujah. And living God. But you have to have the flash of revelation from above to get this mystery. Hallelujah. Your understanding, your comprehension of this man that is true, of this true man of the Spirit, your comprehension of this mystery is what will cause your deliverance from the corrupting powers of death that tie men to destruction in this age. Hallelujah. When Peter answered Jesus and told Jesus, "Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God," Jesus told him, "Flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven." Hallelujah. "And upon this rock will I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against that church." Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus also told him, "Peter, I will give you the keys of the kingdom." Hallelujah. The keys are whatever you open. Whatever you bind on earth is bound on earth, and whatever you loose in heaven is loose in heaven. Hallelujah. That is the key that releases us from the grip of death. The key that releases us from the shackles of death. Hallelujah. That releases us from the, lower realms of existence and catapults us back into God's glory is First of all, revelation, hallelujah, of that divine man on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Incorruptibility, immortality is brought to light as we begin to hear the Father remind us of things that we have forgotten for many years. As you roam this earth, not knowing where you come from and where you go to, the Father now comes to remind you of who you are, that you are a son of the living God. Divinity is locked up on the inside of you. Incorruptibility is locked up on the inside of you. Immortality is locked on the inside of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you begin to recognize that inner man, hallelujah, you begin to see a passageway opened back into God's kingdom. It is this revelation that opens the door, an infinite door, into God's kingdom. An open door is administered to you as you walk patiently with endurance in relation to Him that is true. As you begin to recognize the inner man, as you begin to recognize who you are, and you begin to lay aside the false outer image that you have born in your humanity, hallelujah, and connect back to the divine order, a door is administered to you which no man can ever block. Hallelujah. No man can ever hinder you as long as you continue, as long as you persevere in the faith, recognition, and sow into the Spirit, walking in relation to Christ on inside you. He must increase. Him that is true must increase. And I must decrease. Hallelujah. So this is the one that has the key of David. Amen. And only as we obey the gospel that we shall find the opening into God's kingdom. Hallelujah. Listen to what the Lord is saying. He says that thou hast a little strength and hast kept my word and hast not denied my name. Thou hast a little strength. Thou hast a little strength and you have kept my word and you have not denied my name. What is the Lord talking about? Let us think carefully. Do you think the Lord is not aware of the infirmities that some of us have had in the flesh? Even Jesus said the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The spirit is willing and the flesh is weak. The spirit is willing to do the will of God, to walk in relation to the Father, to persevere unto the end, but the flesh is weak. Neither the less, Father, thy will be done. See, the Lord is aware of how difficult it might be initially as you start your walk back to glory. You might have certain habits. See, you might have certain things that tie you down to your old human nature. It might not be a rosy walk initially. Seed. Things might not seem to be working out for you. Initially. It might look as if you are failing in your walk with God. See, but you are receiving encouragement from the Lord here. The Lord is saying, listen, I know you have little strength. Listen, I know the condition in which you are formed. I know the depths to which you are falling into. But I'm not here to condemn you. I'm here to encourage you. Hallelujah. Don't be discouraged. But stand your ground and confess the faith unto the end. Haven't I given you the blood? And you have continuous forgiveness before me. Before me you stand perfect. Before me you stand, you know, blameless. Hallelujah. So don't deny my name. Don't go back into the world. See, don't throw away the hope of your calling. But stand your ground, because the Lord whom you call, the Lord whom you seek, will visit you. And He will strengthen you. The days will come when you will no more stumble, but you will walk in the total perfection that you have sought to walk all these years. Hallelujah. The Lord will strengthen you. He will lift you up. And He will bear you with wings of eagle. So I encourage you. Said, keep the word unto the end. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 3 verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, and do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship by their feet, and they shall know that I have loved thee. Hallelujah. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole, upon the world, all the world, and to try them that dwell upon the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. You see it? He says that those who claim that they are Jews, but they are nothing but a synagogue of Satan, the days comes when they will recognize who truly is the church of God. Hallelujah. Synagogue of Satan is simply the gathering of the nations that gather in the name of morality or whatever. Amen. There are different, you know, synagogues dispersed all over the world. It simply talks of the nations. Hallelujah. It talks of the world and their systems. The church systems. Religious systems. Your family systems. Your educational systems. Everything that form entities upon this earth, nations, countries, tribes, with their own concepts of what is right and what is good, and all that kind of stuff. All these people will behold the glory in you in the day of the Lord's visitation. They shall recognize that you are the seed of God, and they shall bow at thy feet. They shall recognize the Son of God on the inside of you, and they shall bow at your feet. Not you in your humanity, but they shall bow at the Lord on the inside of you. For at the name of the Lord Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess. They will all recognize that the Lord has loved you with an everlasting love, because you kept the word of Patience. Patience. See, you are not carried away with the many, many voices and the vain activities of men. You are not carried away with the deceit of appearances. Hallelujah. The urge to gain this world at the expense of your souls. But you stood your ground. And you lost all in order to gain the glory of the only begotten of God. Hallelujah. So the hour comes when you are exalted, very much like Joseph in the Bible. Joseph had his moment of trials. He had his moment where he had to be patient. But the Lord exalted him in due season. And his brethren all came to bow before him. He became a life giver. Hallelujah. He became a source of salvation unto nations because he kept the word of the Lord's patience. Hallelujah. And the Lord also promises to keep us from the hour of trial that will come upon the whole earth. Brethren, the day of the Lord, inasmuch as it is glorious for those who wait for the Lord. The day of the Lord is glorious for those who seek the Lord. It is a day of anguish and torment for those who reject the gospel. It is a day of anguish and torment for those who do not submit to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are admonished to enter into the safety of the Lord. Because as he appears from heaven, as he reveals himself, he comes to punish all disobedience against the gospel. All those who have disobeyed the gospel, who reject the good tidings of the gospel, have the flaming fire of God, the rebuke of the Lord to face. And this is a trial for those who hang on to the earth, those who refuse to let go. Hallelujah. So there's a trial that is coming upon the earth, and God will keep us in perfect peace. He will keep us in perfect safety so that the horrors, you see it, will not come near us. Amen. It is going to be anguish of soul. Anguish of soul. Torment for those who reject the truth. For those who refuse to live on righteousness and hold on to the truth. Hallelujah. So we are admonished to be patient. Patient. Obey the gospel. Obey the gospel by conforming yourself to him that is true. Obey the gospel by walking in relation to him that is true. Walk in relation to the inner man, the spiritual man, and God will exalt you and keep you in due season. Hallelujah. Revelation chapter 3 verse 11. Behold, I will come quickly. Hold that Revelation chapter 3 verse 11. Please keep that aside. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Behold, I come quickly. Hallelujah. Hold that fast with thy hand, that no man take thy crown. Oh, hallelujah. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall no more go out. And I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is the New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God. And I will write upon him my new name. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Oh, hi, behold, I come quickly. This is a message for you who have understood this mystery. Hallelujah. This is a message for those who have laid down all to wait for this heavenly vision. Vision of life. Vision of a new world to come. Vision of, you know, eternal life. Hallelujah. Hasn't he promised us a crown of life? We who persevere unto the end, he has promised us a crown of life. And he's saying here, hold fast. Don't let any man rob you of your crown. Don't let any man deny you of your glory, eternal glory that is about to be revealed. Hallelujah. No man, not even your own self, even your own man, your own mind. Hallelujah. Don't let the million voices and the strange voices from without or within try to deny you of your crown. But persevere to the end. Patience. Stand your ground. Hallelujah. I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. See, all these are messages that go individually for all of individually. He's speaking with you individually. Hold fast. See it. Don't let things as outside affect you. You see it? Your bills, financial burdens, cares of life, family cares. See it? Office worries and all those. Don't let these things bother your vision. But stand your ground. And wait for that glory that is about to be revealed in you. Hallelujah. Let no man deny you of your crown. The systems of men are only there to rob you of that crown. They will never encourage you in the things that pertain to God. You see it? Because they don't have a vision of what you have. So don't even bother trying, you know, to explain what the Lord has revealed to you. But stand your ground. Let your face be always, you know, stretched. Face the New Jerusalem. Let your eyes always be beholding, you know, that glorious kingdom, that invisible kingdom that is coming down from above. It's coming down already. Amen. Because this world is passing away and a new world is coming into view. Don't you know the world is continuously passing away? The world that you form in your humanity, everything that you thought was yours or you, or you thought you were, all these things are passing away. Hallelujah. The things that are seen are temporary and they are passing away. It is only those that do the will of God that abide forever. And they have a kingdom. Hallelujah. That is forever. That shall never be shaken. Hallelujah. And those who have been patient will become pillars in God's temple. They are actually the pillars of God's temple. They become the rulers in God's house. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. And these precious promises. Amen. And they shall no longer go out. The time comes when you are granted entrance. And you will no more go out. Hallelujah. Amen. You will no more, you know, have those experiences, nightmare experiences you had in the past. Where you are in God and out of God. Where you are up today, down tomorrow. You come into perfect harmony with God. Perfect peace. And nothing can take away your joy. Nothing can spoil your fun anymore. But you will continue on in the perfection of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. You will continue on in glory. Hallelujah. You will continue to behold the face of the Lord continuously. In that day, your stumblings will be no more. Those who have cried for righteousness will find righteousness to its fullness. See it. Those who have sought a pure heart will discover themselves pure in that day. Because the way he is the way you will be. You see it? And the Lord gives us the new name. Hallelujah. The new name. Hallelujah. This is a new name that we inherit. No longer the old name we bore in our humanity. Hallelujah. But a name that endures forever. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, God. All these are promises for us. But we need to be patient. We need to stand our ground. And not to be carried away with the diverse winds of doctrines. We should not be carried away with the things we see in the outer world. It is just a matter of time. You will look for these things and you will not find them. You understand my point? It's a matter of time you will search for these things, you will not find them. Let the focus be on God's kingdom. Hallelujah. After you have patiently confessed the Lord Jesus Christ before the earth, before the peoples of this earth, after you have patiently waited for the promise, walking in relation to the inner man of the Spirit, conforming yourself day and night to the spiritual image of Christ, in due season you will reap. Hallelujah. In due season you will receive the visitation of the Lord. But patience is the key. Patience and endurance is the key. Continue on in fellowshipping. Continue on in fellowshipping with the voice on the inside. Hallelujah. Continue. Don't let the darkness of this world obscure you. Hallelujah. Never mind your stumblings. The Lord knows. See, he says it there. I know you have little strength, but you have not denied my name. You have little strength to do the will of the Spirit. You have little strength to walk in the Spirit. You have little strength to love like you want to love. You have little strength to be righteous like you want to be righteous. And the Lord is aware of that. But continue on confessing the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All those that call upon the name of the Lord in these last days, they shall be saved. Confess Him patiently, and you will receive your reward in due season. Amen.